Hello, video game fans, and welcome back to the Patriot Cast, your podcast for video games, casual chat, banter, news, and all that good stuff. My name is Andrew, I am your host, and as always with me, I have the duo of faithful co-hosts from all around the world. From New Zealand, Mr. Jordan Wyatt is joining us this week. Jordan, how are you doing?
In the morning! It's great to be here, guys. I'm chipper and really up for this. I'm feeling vital or whatever the hell it is.
Excellent, excellent. It's great to hear. And also from California, USA, Mr. Javier Bustamante is joining us. Javier, how are you?
Hey, what's up, guys? And I think it's pronounced Vita.
Vita. Should be like Vita, like vitamins, crappy thing.
No, like PlayStation Vita, the new NGP name.
All right, well, that's a great segue. So, it's an action-packed show, guys. Unfortunately, I'm gonna be on the secondary front this time around. I'm in the middle of intense exams. They're very depressing. I do want to cut myself, but you know, you've got to persist. So,
and basically, the professor's telling you to shut up.
I have literally not been on any blogs. I have not been following the industry. Unfortunately, I kind of know about the MGS re-releases, and that's quite interesting. So what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be like the listeners. I'm going to be finding this stuff out as it goes along from the guys. So I hope you're not feeding me false information. And I'm going to turn it over to Jordan and Javier. They're going to be steering the special vessel that is this episode this time around. So guys, do
like
please,
a live show.
Yeah, please do take the reins. Whoever wants to go first.
Well, I think I'll just take off from here because my main thing that I want to talk about is that the pre-E3 video that came out, especially the, you know, Hideo Kojima part, since this podcast used to be MGS related and now all video games related, but we still have that special spot, you know, soft spot in our hearts for all things Kojima and Solid Snake and whatever. So I think that I'll start by saying, you know, the things that they announced on that video. One of them is they were talking about this brand new concept that, you know, it's already gaining popularity on other places, like on music, which is a cloud service. We're going to have this transferring from Hideo Kojima, which is pretty much you can transfer your games from the PS3 into your PSP console. You can play on the go. You can play at home, or you can, you know, if you're not going to be home, or if you don't want to be next to your TV, you just go somewhere else and play. You know, it's kind of funny because I was watching this video they had on it, and it's pretty much this guy pushing a cart that has a TV on top, and it has you know, like one of those plants that run on kerosene or gasoline or whatever you want to call it, petrol, whatever, you know. It just you have to wind it, and then it starts like, and then the guy has the TV, and he has to push the cart all over the town, and he's like telling people, "Excuse me, I'm trying to play here." And then he pushes the car around. He's inside a store, and he's like, you know, it was pretty silly, but it was funny.
Well, it looks like they finally found a gaming console, a portable gaming console, thicker than the PSP. So, the PSP 2, the NGP, or the Vita, or the Vita, or whoever the hell knows what it's called. Yeah,
Vita.
I saw that bit when I was quickly skipping through the video in a panic just before the show.
Yeah, it was a pretty fun thing to see. I think the cloud service, you know, it's just gaining popularity now. What is it? Apple? Yeah, Apple is coming out with their own service. I think next week or something like that.
I think Windows, Microsoft already has it with Windows Phone and Xbox Live. They kind of do the same thing. You can play on an Xbox 360 and then the crappy Windows Phone.
you can
sounds
go pretty,
cool.
Yeah, pretty much that way. What should I say? Stealing a line from Andrew and from Mr. Kevin Smith, they're going with where the puck is gonna be, I guess.
Too right.
I think, you know, Project Cafe is gonna do pretty much the same thing. since they have this new controller with the screen on it. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how the three companies are going to do pretty much, they're going to be competing against each other in that sense.
Sounds a good idea.
The field it's laid out. Andy.
Yeah, guys. I'm interested in this. Is cloud gaming? I mean, do we really want this kind of thing? Do you want a? What happened to hard disks, that kind of stuff? I don't really feel comfortable with having all my games on the internet. Where I live in a pretty crappy area for internet wise. And if my internet does go down, and it goes down pretty often, and I hear my dad screaming from upstairs quite often. So, if it does go down, what am I to do? I can't play my games anymore. So, I mean, going over to cloud completely, I just don't think the worldwide infrastructure is ready for that kind of thing. You know.
Well, if I may interrupt right there, I could say, you know, also borrowing a line from Jordan, you can use the 3G and or 4G or whatever you want to use, you know, and play pretty much over.
Yeah, but those are astronomical fees in order to, you know, I accidentally downloaded a podcast on my phone using, it wasn't even the 3G network, it was the cellular data network. They charged me £11.
So well, Andy, I think I'm pretty sure that you living in the countryside of England not gonna get good signal at all.
Well, it's not really countryside. I live about out 14 miles outside London in a it's not really countryside at all.
So your vacation home or whatever you want to call it.
A lot of countries have very, very poor internet. So unless they want to alienate, I'm sure Japan and US have high speed internet.
No, it's not America.
They're amazing.
Most of Europe.
Yeah, well, most of Europe really? I don't know.
No? I thought so.
You did?
I thought that Europe was going to be all over,
I don't know. But anyway, the point
people
is.
People travel in trains and like that over
I think going over to the cloud network is interesting, but I think downloading games, using something like the App Store or PSN, I think that's a great idea because, everyone's lazy and no one wants to go out and buy hardware releases. But I would like to have it as a hard piece of data on don't want cloud. No, I don't think the infrastructure's there yet.
Well, this is the thing. It's not only that you're going to have a game that is only online. You're going to have the hard copy. And they showed, going into the next topic, I guess, when they showed the re-releases of these new HD versions of Metal Gear Solid and Zone of the Enders that are coming out, they do have the logo. They have the cases or pictures of the cases, pretty much like a PlayStation 3 case or Xbox 360, because they're going to come out on Xbox 360 as well. And it has the logo for this new transferring concept. So you are going to have hard copies of the games. The thing is that you can transfer that data into your PSP and go out and play. So let's say you're going to college, you're going to school, whatever. You can transfer the data. It takes like 11 seconds. They did it like, what is it called? Real time. They transferred it into the PSP real time. It took like 11 seconds to do it. Then you have it into your PSP and you can go about. You can go, get in the bus and go to the university and be playing in the bus while you go to the university and stuff like that. You get what I'm saying?
Hmm. Well, that sounds a bit different than what I was thinking. I think with Windows Live and everything, Xbox Live, sorry, damn it, Windows Live. I thought it was sort of syncing automatically more to the server, because a save game file, it's what, 2 kilobytes or something? So every time it saves, it's just pinging 2 kilobytes up to the cloud. And then, if you're playing on your Xbox or whatever, when you go to play it on your wonderful Windows phone, it'll be like, it all talks to you. Welcome, user, load save game. The latest save game was from the Xbox 360. You click load, whatever. And it just works. But, okay, this 11-second thing.
It's a little bit different. It's not exactly a cloud system, but it does have that thing that you can just, take off, go to work, go anywhere, take your game with you, and if you have time to play it, play it. If not, when you come home, you just sync back into your PS3 and you transfer in or what did they call it?
Transfer
out and transfer in. Yeah, whatever it's called.
Yeah,
That's the concept.
Maybe part of the problem is that not all the NGP and the PSP all have 3G. Just wanted to rhyme like some kind of rap there. If they had 3G, they could just sort of rely on it syncing all the time, whereas if it's got Wi-Fi and, oh, it can't always connect to the network and the server. So that would be cool if they were all 3G for the new PSP, whatever the heck it's called, Vita or a Vita or who knows.
It seems that they're starting it though. Yeah, I think they're gonna have two versions of the NGP or Vita or whatever it's called. I think they're gonna have, you know, the cheapest version, $200 version with probably no 3G and half the memory, half all this stuff.
Screen's half the size.
screen half the size. And they're gonna have the full version.
Runs on an extension cord, not supplied.
They're gonna have the luxury version.
The decent version.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think that's a cool concept that all the companies are going into. Mm. And, well, since I already mentioned, that the new releases of, Metal Gear Solid HD Collection and Zone of the Enders HD Collection, I don't know if you guys noticed, there's no Metal Gear Solid, just Metal Gear Solid on that collection. I didn't see it at all. I don't know if Jordan, did you see anything?
No, Metal Gear Solid 1, like, you know, Shadowmosis, the scary place and everything.
No, but, this is the thing. What I think, you know, my humble opinion, like I always say, is that this is barely the 25th anniversary of Metal Gear, you know, Metal Gear Solid.
The wedding for the 50th.
Yeah. I think, oh man, there's so many things that I want to mention. So going into the next thing that I wanted to go, which is the new Fox engine that Kojima has developed. Maybe, I don't know. It's a multi-platform engine for different, I'm guessing you can play the same game. It's pretty much the same game in all consoles, PC, Xbox, PS3, and probably Project Cafe. I don't think so. I think that this thing is going to be like the test, you know, to make a decent remake of Metal Gear Solid. Since it's not in that collection, and maybe on the 30th anniversary, there'll be a super, you know, luxurious edition of Metal Gear. Andy?
Yeah, okay, so the Fox engine, guys, fill me in on this. Are they going to be remaking 2 and 3 using the engine, or is this just, what's going on?
No, they used the company that made God of War. HD versions, you know, the 1 and 2, I think.
Okay.
They're using that company, or they used that company to make the HD versions of Metal Gear Solid 2 and Metal Gear Solid 3 and Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker. And those are the only three games that I saw that are gonna be on that collection. And that's why I'm mentioning that, interestingly enough, they didn't mention Metal Gear Solid 1, or Kojima didn't mention Metal Gear Solid 1.
So they're upscaling the games.
Yeah.
So they're pretty much. That's interesting because MGS2, by today's standards, if you put that onto HD, the game's going to look awful, like really truly awful. And you know, it's,
well, like I said, they're using that company, and they did a pretty good job with God of War 2 and 3. They're enhancing the games. You know, they're not. I was watching the video last night, and for what I understand, it's not gonna be how you picture it. It's gonna be, you know, a very good looking Metal Gear Solid 2 and Metal Gear Solid 3 and Peace Walker.
Well, I'm very interested in that. And in terms of Peace Walker, this is not the PSP Peace Walker. This is a separate Peace Walker.
This is gonna be the PlayStation 3 Peace Walker, because they're coming out with PlayStation 3 for Peace Walker.
Right. Well, maybe that'll finally make the game playable.
Yeah, it's actually gonna have support for, you know, for what you complained about the most, which was the second analog stick. Which I think you're right, Andy. Like, after playing it the whole way through and you analyzing on my head and all this stuff, it's kind of weird just to use that. X, square, yeah. know, circle, and triangle buttons to do yeah. the aim.
It's not right.
And now my, I have to give it to you because you're the one who came up with that first.
Come again? Come up with what?
No, I have to recognize that you were right.
That's oh, thank you. I love being right. this is, I'm very interested in this news. And so I suppose this is going to be coming out, DLC, hard package. What do we think? Is this going to be a, you know, you have to buy all the games in order to get MGS 2 or if you just want to get MGS 3?
What they showed was the, package version. So sort of like when we got the Metal Gear Solid Essential Collection, I think that's how it's gonna be. It's gonna be a package with
right.
three.
Right.
And they come with the transferring support too.
Right. Okay. Interesting. Okay, Jordan, you've been wanting to talk for a while. Go ahead.
Yes, so I'm really excited about the number 2 and 3 coming out. I remember seeing Metal Gear Solid 2 when my friend just got a PS2, and it was incredible. The graphics looked amazing back then. I've kind of got the long plays of it, or the full game video, or 5 hours or 6 hours or whatever, and they kind of look a bit freaky, right? And especially looks like some kind of pale-looking corpse, and just like these eyes, their eyes roll around inside like the model. It's creepy-looking now, and I'd almost recommend, it's like those childhood things when you grow up with a movie or something, and you go back to watch as an adult, and you find out it was horrible, and you loved it as a kid. Yeah, Metal Gear Solid 2 graphics are kind of freaky. It's like Uncanny Valley kind of thing. They just look like, you know, dead bodies with eyes that roll around in their dead bodies. I'm excited about them remaking it. I think it's really cool because a certain company removed backwards compatibility on their main console. And so that kind of made it a lot more difficult if you have to go out and find one of those old PS2 things that are floating around the internet somewhere. And it's really exciting, but even more exciting than Metal Gear Solid 2 and 3 for me being re-released, it's Zone of the Enders 1 and 2. Mm-hmm. And they're just great games. I know that I only got to play the second game recently because it was hard to get here. I think the second runner, it was hard to get everywhere, really. And a physical release, having to track it down, used game from a few years ago, it's kind of difficult. But it's a really awesome game. It's definitely as good as Metal Gear Solid, and maybe a bit better in the story somewhere. There's no crappy nanomachines. It's just all, I don't know, all crazy Metatron, which is magic energy that the robots run on when they kill each other. So I'm really excited about these re-releases.
Okay, I have to mention something real quick. yesterday, when I was watching that video, there's a really funny part. I recommend everyone goes and watch the Kojima video, because they're like saying something like, "Oh, how did this happen?" And somebody says, "Nanomachines." It's like they even play with that stuff, you know, like the Kojima explanation for everything. They just go like, "Oh, nanomachines." But keep going. Just because you reminded me with that comment about the what are they called?
Nanomachines.
Midichlorians or whatever you say.
Star Wars. Yeah.
Midichlorians. And don't start about the episode 1. It's amazing. This is my show. I will mute both of you.
Okay, sorry for offending your Star Wars sensibilities.
It's not instabilities. It's great taste.
Sensibilities. Sensibilities, not instabilities.
Oh, instabilities, right. Carry on.
Okay, keep going, Jordan, please.
Okay, yeah, I just think it's going to be great for people like Javier to be able to play it, and hopefully be able to catch up with some other games like Bad Company 2, because I've been playing with a friend, Tom, and hi, Tom, and we're hoping that we can all have all the Patreoncast listeners on Bad Company 2, and it'll be great fun. But until then, it's exciting to think that Zone of the Enders 2 is coming out, and personally, I'd much prefer a Zone of the Enders 3. I think it deserves a third game much more than a new Metal Gear Solid game, a new title, you know. Oh, let's do a prequel between that time when Eva cheated on Snake and Big Boss and then had the baby and then the nanomachines came in. I think a Zone of the Enders 3, it's got a hell of a lot left open to happen in a third game, and it would be wonderful.
Well, I think that, I mean, since you're mentioning the Zone of the Enders, I've never played any of the Zone of the Enders game. And yeah, I've been trying to look for it, and I learned that they're like made for PlayStation 1 or something like that. And PlayStation 2. and you can't really find them, and you know, they're really difficult. And I mean, it's a Kojima game, so of course I want to play it, but I can't find it anywhere. And now they're going to come out, and I'm excited for that because I've been wanting to play it ever since I heard about it. And that's the thing that I wanted to mention, which is it's interesting. You know, they're re-releasing games that the fans have been, you know, asking for in so many years. So I think it's not out of the table that they're going to have a new version of maybe Metal Gear, Metal Gear 2, and Metal Gear Solid. That's my thinking. I think that they're probably, you know, if they don't mention it this E3, then it might come out in the future and they're working on it. You never know what's going to happen. You know, it's pretty interesting what we have in store now. It's a great video that they put together. There's other things out there. There's PES 2012, Pro Evolution Soccer. There's one game that I'm not entirely familiar with the concept, but it's something about, you know, being immortal or something like that. You never die. That's kind of like the theme of the game, something like that. I'm not exactly 100% sure because I was like just into the Kojima Productions part. And at the end of the whole video, the 55 minute video, there is a very nice tease with this bowl or, you know, streak of fire on the screen, and then it paints a sea style contrast style on the screen, and says they are coming. So I think that we're gonna have a remake of Contra as well. So that's something nice and to look forward to. Jordan?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention one last thing about the remaking of Metal Gear Solid 2 and 3 and Zone of the Enders 1 and 2. And I think the Zone of the Enders games, number 2 already had quite good graphics. I played it recently, and I didn't think it was terrible. Yes, it's not HD, but it wasn't terrible. So I'm really excited. Sorry?
You didn't think it was terrible?
No, I didn't think
Jordan
the graphics
didn't
were
think
terrible.
That game was terrible.
I actually thought the graphics were quite good, and they're all very sort of Metal Gear Solid, Metal Gear Ray looking machines. That's the kind of design. Mm-hmm. They look almost identical. You could almost imagine they're an evolution of Ray to be able to fly in space and all that kind of stuff and teleport.
And those.
Yeah. Yeah. And the graphics held up really well. I think they look great. So I can't wait to see what they look like. I hope that the studios making it, they can kind of make them timeless and make them run in 1080, the games, although no games seem to do that. And I hope that a portable version can come out. And yeah, this does sound a bit demanding if we expect them to have a portable version for every bloody thing. But I think if they want to make classic games, if they want to say, hey, these games are classic, we're going to keep remaking them every 10 years or so, I think it would be great if they could re-release them for other platforms as well, and just sort of have them ready to be updated and stretched to fit onto other consoles, depending on the buttons and things. So I think it's really great.
Yeah, well, I think it's interesting. I was kind of trying to look while you were talking at the website where it says the details of the games. I cannot see what resolution they run into, like 1080 or, you know, 710, or I don't know what the lowest one is. But it doesn't really say, but it's interesting that, you know, we're gonna have something cool to look forward, you know, for maybe this year. And this is one thing that I think maybe we have been complaining a lot into this show. It's like, oh, there's nothing new coming out. There's no news. And I think they're kind of doing the fan service this time. Like, seriously, it's like they're re-releasing games that people wanted to be re-released. So I think it's very interesting. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I mean, someone complaining on the Patriot cast? I've never heard of that. And must be that Andrew guy. yeah, it does feel, you could say it feels a bit cheap. They're sort of like squeezing it a bit just to re-release old games or something. I think in this case, it's really worth it for Metal Gear Solid 2 and 3. And Zone of the Enders especially, I think those games are really not well known. And the idea of them re-releasing it for a digital download, you know, $10, $20, whatever it is, US, because I know your games are bloody cheap. Just click here and it starts downloading, boom. That would be wonderful, because it really was a hard thing to find number 2. It took me a couple years of looking for it all the time, just casually. And, I mean, I swear there's only like 5 copies in my whole country that float around. And yeah, maybe I would have had better luck with the Japanese version. Maybe I'd need a modded PS2 to play it, or I don't know if the PS3 could play it or whatever, but it'll be really cool to be able to buy them really cheaply. It'll be a good profit for them and it'll be really good for the fans.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Real quick. I just posted a link on the chat room here because I want you guys to go ahead and watch the stills. For the game, it says the difference in HD, Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker HD Collection. Feel the emotion conveyed through the high-resolution graphics. And they actually show stills of how the image would look on PlayStation Portable Edition and how it would look on the HD Collection. So this is the reworked version. They have 2 pictures next to each other, and it says, and you can see the difference, how it looks in the PSP. The image looks kind of crappy, too much pixel. But HD kinda collection, crappy. The HD collection image looks like so smooth. It's like you've never seen something like this. And they also have images from the piece, not only Peace Walker, but the Metal Gear Solid 2 and 3. So they have these images where you can check the difference. Really smooth, man. Really, really nice. I think it's gonna look awesome.
Well, I think we can kind of seg into another story here. I tried to go to the site. I put in the fake age, and it was the right age and everything, just spinning the wheels, you know, to get into the damn content. And it says, sorry, you're not allowed to view this content at this time. And then after about 5 seconds, it redirects to the Konami site. And I tried it again by reloading the page. I guess it's going to lock my IP out for 10, 20 minutes or whatever so I can pretend to fake my age again. Because, you know, obviously I'm a 5-year-old, and I want to see, like, violent, you know, hardcore pornography or something. I did the right age. I mean, I said I was older than, I said I wasn't born in 2011, let's put it that way. Sometime in the 70s, I think. But again, I'm just going to blame this on Sony. Another outage? I mean, I don't think it was to do with AgeGate. Maybe we overloaded their servers, Javier, just to have you on the page, and then when a second person went on it, maybe it sort of crapped out. Like that crappy Sony network again. And I see that Sony's been hacked yet again for another thing, and another million details or something that the hacker group posts on their website. And I think that's really crap that they'd put people's email addresses and passwords and everything, because there's no reason for them to do that. They can just put their usernames in and just sort of like blank out the passwords with asterisks so they know the length, and you'd go, people like me would check and you go, oh man, they really did have my password because it's, you know, 8 digits long and my password's 8 digits long or whatever. But even that would be insecure, I guess, but just for them to do things like that, that really does annoy me when they do things just to annoy and upset the fans and to really hurt people, to lose their game, you know, progress and accounts and who knows what.
Think it's a really dirty, you know, really dirty thing to do. I mean, hackers, I thought they had a code or, you know, something that they could go by, like, especially with playing with people's information. I mean, but I guess hackers don't have values. and that's pretty sad. You know, like, pretty much this time what they did was going into this Sony Music or something like that. I don't remember which site it was that hacked. This was not the PSN network. I don't think so, at least. But it's pretty, you know, dirty technique, pretty, you know, they're saying, oh yeah, we didn't even use like anything too complicated. It was like something really, really basic and this and that. Well, who cares? Don't do it. Damn it. I'm already tired of these hackers. I mean, come on. It's like you can't just, if you know that there's a vulnerability or whatever, why don't you just shut up and tell Sony? Why do you have to be all like I don't know. These guys are trying to be gangsters. They're like trying to be like, I don't know, who do you think they are, 50 Cent or something? I'm freaking annoyed with these guys. They're probably in their basements, mom's basements, doing this shit, and
they are 12 years old, remember, genetically engineered for, you know, hacking ability or not. But I do think it's funny in so many ways. I love the idea of this giant company scrambling after this, and they're down for like a month basically. And I mean, we'll never know exactly how much Sony have lost on this, and especially in recognition and just the brand name and everything. But in terms of actual money, they're talking that this is millions of dollars, 10 millions of dollars, who knows. It's just a massive figure, yeah. And it's incredible that a small group of people can just do this, like, hey, watch this. And apparently this latest one was really easy for them. They just sort of managed to sneak some code onto the site and blew the whole thing up, and they could just download a text file of all the passwords and everything, and it was unencrypted. It was just, you know, hey, my name is Jay Won't Dart, and my password is Andrew is really cool. it was that simple for them. And so it really is something wrong with Sony. I think Sony uses the honor system. They're like Harvey Year. They don't get why people would want to do this. And they're just like, hey, please don't hack me. You know, it's got like the honor system on the
site. It's because they're a Japanese company. Japanese people don't do that. How many Japanese hackers have you seen in the
world?
You
heard of the Yakuza?
well, that's something else. That's the Japanese mafia. But I mean, I'm talking about like how many, you know, I don't know. This only happens in this side of the world, in the Western side of the world. It's like,
just blame
there
America.
There is no morals. Well, there is no morals. There is no values. People just do whatever they want. And
Javier's opinions do not reflect that of the Patriot Cast.
No, I'm serious. I'm serious. Japanese people have this sense of shame and this same, the sense of you don't do these things. You don't cheat. You don't play dirty. You know, that's what I mean. It's that thing what gets me mad. And that, you know, even though I say, you know, people here in the West don't have that. You know what I mean? It's not that they don't have it. It's just, it's a different culture, pretty much.
I think we found out that Javier, he wants the real American dream now, and that's to live in Europe, apparently, where they have those trains
Hell
and the healthcare and the fast internet.
I'm happy here.
Yeah, I'd be a bit quiet, you know, just because, what is it, the Patriot Act? They're listening in, so maybe they'd sort of, you know, two bullets to the head kind of thing. Yeah. He'd vanish from the Patriot Cast.
They're listening in on to how many pepperoni and how much sausage I want on my pizza. That's real work.
They got the black bands outside.
Yeah, the FBI is doing the real work. what else do we have next on the list, Jordan? Is there anything else
sure.
you wanted to mention?
Well, I'd like to mention some of the ad campaign for the flagging Nokia and the N8, and I think I've been watching the D9 conference, and that was quite sad to see the state that Nokia's in, and they're just getting their, you know, butt kicked, let's put it that way. And so they've got this ad for the N8, which is still their kind of flagship thing, and it's got great hardware, this phone, and it's just the software that's the problem, bloody Symbian and everything. And they've got this ad campaign, and they've done, like, the worst thing ever that anyone could ever do. They've released a version for chicks, and it's just, I find it offensive, and yeah, it's a pink phone, basically, and they do this whole ad campaign, and it's just aimed at women. And I think, you know, it worked with the Razer. People actually bought the bloody pink Razer, but, you know, and Sony's does it as well, pink PS2, and I don't think they've done a pink PS3 yet. But I think it's a terrible idea, and if I was a woman, I'd just be offended by that. And
You know who I blame? The people for breast cancer, because they make everything pink.
Yeah.
So that's the first people to blame.
Let's blame the charities that try and help people suffering with an illness. That's, yeah, sounds good. But yeah, it's this ad. It's got like all these sort of Barbie doll bits, and there's like these legs kicking up in the air like porn stars or bloody something. And it's got this woman wearing like a doll wearing like a Lady Gaga kind of bra, and it's made out of two miniature N8s, and she does this like this O face, and like this light shines from the N8s, like, wah! As if it's some great thing. It's just a terrible idea. So when you're getting your butt handed to you by Android and Apple, I'd recommend not to make your product in pink and then sell it as the phone for chicks. I think that's not a very good thing. And
it's what they do all over the place, you know. Any company now, it's pretty much advertisement is geared towards women anyways, but you know, they do all these elaborate advertisements with you know, pink this and pink that and all that kind of stuff. It's just sad how they do it, you know.
Well, I've got two more stories. One is about that wonderful the PSP2 or the NGP. I don't even know what to call it. What do you think we should call on the Patriot Cast, Javier?
PS Vita.
But we don't even know how you pronounce that thing.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's a derivative of the Roman language, you know, like Italian, Spanish, and all those beautiful languages. Yeah, so I would call it, if I was in Costa Rica, I'll probably say PS Vita.
Okay.
But since we're speaking English here, we're gonna use more like an English accent and just call it PlayStation Vita.
PlayStation Vita. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you guys like that name? Andrew?
I do. I mean, alive. I remember what I said before. I don't like this PS1, PS2, PS3, PS4, PS5, and, you know, PSP1, PSP2, PSP3. I don't like that. I like the original names. I like the Camaro. I like the Celica. I like those names.
I guess we have to think about the term PlayStation though. Like, I don't know if that's really a great name in itself. I don't think Xbox is really great. You know, oh, it's mysterious, and then they put a 360 on the end, and what's next? You know, Xbox 3.
It's not inventive. Yeah. It's not inventive. When you have to go from 1 to 2 to 3 to 4, it's not inventive. And yeah, even the PlayStation.
Well, you know, let's take PlayStation.
When it came out, it was a good name. Yeah, when it came out, it was a good name. What is this? It's a PlayStation. Okay, let's call it that. Let's go to lunch.
But no, when you change the two parts around, like play and station, so okay, it's like fun box or the place you have, like the cool times, the cool place, you know, what else are they going to call it?
I have no idea.
I think like the 3 sounds kind of cool, like PS3 is quite a good name. I think it's better than changing something else. But at the same time, I mean, I don't know what they would call the new thing. I don't really like Sony's names, like the Arc and the Bravia and Xperia. I don't think any of those are great things. Oh man, get bad company on the Xperia. It doesn't sound great to me. And this Vita thing, I think, Vita, it sounds like some kind of health food marketed at women. You know, it's all organic and GE-free or something. Vita.
Vitality.
Yeah. It doesn't really sound like something that, you know, young, you know, teenage boys would get excited about, asking mum and dad to buy them this giant fat piece of plastic. It doesn't sound like...
What should call it that?
I don't know. I think NGP sounds... I like NGP.
Plastic.
NGP sounds a hell of a lot better as a name to me, but whatever.
PSP2.
PSP2 I'm not fond of. NGP sounds pretty good.
But it's kind of it's the same that I'm telling you. Oh, okay. What is this? It's next. What is it called? Next generation portable. Oh, what would you call it? Next generation portable. Okay, let's go to lunch. That's not inventive. Like that's how I imagine their meetings going on. You know, like, oh, what is this? A PlayStation console. What should we call it? The PlayStation console. Okay, let's go to lunch. It doesn't sound like they spent too much time doing it, you know, like it was just like a 50-second meeting.
I don't think they should give themselves a bonus on this one. Yeah, it's not very imaginative, but I think NGP is quite a decent name. I don't really know what they could do that could beat it, and we're used to NGP now, and yeah, it just, you know, the PlayStation Portable, the next generation portable, okay, let's do this, you know. It sounds at least kind of manly or something, and then, hi, I'm the PlayStation Vita, I'm really good for your health, and I'm organic and free range. It doesn't sound like, you know, shooting people in the face and stuff.
Not when you call it, no, not when you make it sound like that, it doesn't. It's like, it doesn't.
Can you make it sound tough? Hi, I'm the Vita, the PlayStation Vita.
I'm the PlayStation Vita.
Vita.
I don't know. I don't know how how would you do it? But I mean, this one at least it sounds like they spent a little bit of time developing a name, coming up with the name. Maybe, you know, maybe they should have called it the PlayStation Cannon or the PlayStation. I don't know.
Railgun.
Just
whatever. Name for a gun. Yeah, I think
the PlayStation Magnum. You know, something like that. Really manly. You know, but. I don't know. It's just part of marketing. I think, they're trying to do it for everyone and Vita or Vita or whatever you want to call it. It sounds very nice to me. It sounds like it's everyone friendly. So we'll just see where it goes. I mean, the names are not as important as what the hardware can do. So I think, is that it? Is that all the info
we
have?
I think so. I've had a great time talking with you guys, and I think Andrew's dead, right, Andrew?
Yeah, me too. I never heard Andrew talk in this episode. I mean, he just said, hell yeah, and that was pretty much it.
So I hope that by the next episode we can do a sort of remake of him, and we'll just sort of send him to some people to do, I don't know, update the
remake
graphics or something.
Andrew?
Yeah.
We should make an Andrew Android.
For Android.
So I don't know. I mean, I think Andrew has something to say, but I'm not sure. Andrew, are you there?
Yeah, hi, I'm back. It's I don't actually remember what you guys were talking about, but phones and phones and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's E3 is coming up soon, guys, and hopefully we're going to get in touch with Toby very soon, and he's going to be reporting stuff. So the Sony to Microsoft press conferences, I believe, are on Monday, and Nintendo's following along on a Tuesday, so that's all going to be interesting. We're going to be looking at that. I don't know if I'll be able to do one on Monday, but you guys, I think Javier and Jordan should definitely try to exchange times when they're good, and try to do episode then.
I think me and Jordan have closer hours together. You know, like he's just a little bit earlier than I am, so I think we'll have good times to record. And it's okay if you can't do it, you can't do it. You got more important.
Yeah, I'm just no. It's this is it's. I've just been called seriously. I'm in the middle of the worst exams ever. So that's not good. Anyway, Jordan, last words.
Yeah, the guy running the exam keeps telling that guy on the phone to shut up. He's like, hey, I'm trying to host a Patriot cast here. Okay. I thought it was a great episode, guys. It was great talking to you about this Vita thing. I'm really excited about Zone of the Enders being re-released. It's going to be great. And thank you for having me on.
No, as always. You can always find Jordan where?
coexistingwithnonhumananimals.co.nz. And yeah, I have to pay to be on the show, by the way, guys. I should mention that to the listeners.
Yeah.
It's the only reason they put up with me.
Yeah. And you can also find Javier at?
At donthalfgame.blogspot.com.
Excellent. So we'll watch out for them and all their miss endeavors and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So
I have posted a lot of more stuff now.
Yes, he has. So do find him there. And you can find Javier on Facebook and Twitter and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
So, I'm sorry for this, for my absence this episode, but I'm looking at matrices and vectors and differentiation integration and probability and computer arithmetic. And then after I'm done with that, I'm going to start looking at statistics, trigonometry, proof, set theory, and algebra. So,
and you're going to forget all that in a year.
Yeah. I mean, just from the top of my head, some of these equations are, x equals minus b plus or minus equals square root b to the power of 2 minus 4ac divided by 2a, all that kind of stuff. So it's all good.
Those people anyway. In their higher education, see what they get themselves into.
Yeah, you should just cheat.
Yeah. I wish I could. It's not that easy.
I should mention that Zone of the Enders would definitely help you out with algebra and everything. The vector cannon is in the game. It's like the ultimate weapon, the vector cannon. So yeah, Zone of the Enders is going to be great for Andrew. Sadly, it's coming out R3 as this big exam thing.
Yeah. Let's end the show. Listeners, stay tuned for the week's coverage of E3, the biggest gaming event of the year. Thank you, Javier. Thank you, Jordan. And we will see all of you next time. Done.